Blog Talk Radio.
Voice of Destiny brings you your favorite Christian authors, speakers, and filmmakers each week. Listen in as our guests teach and encourage, listeners share their stories, and we go live to the front lines of what God is doing across the world. Now, get ready for the Voice of Destiny.
Well, I've got a unique question to ask all of you today. This is especially for the ladies out there. Are you wearing a Junior God badge? Now, before you think to yourself, well, I'm looking at myself, I don't seem to have any kind of badge on me at the moment, this question is relevant because the reality is there is so much that only you can do, and there is infinitely more that God can do. And the problem is when we start wanting to take control of our lives and do the things that only God Almighty can do, we end up tired, frustrated, irritated, resentful, exhausted. And if you think some of those words relate to you right now, I feel tired all the time. I feel irritated. I'm always getting bugged. I feel resentful, exhausted, drained. There's a deeper symptom, and that's what we're going to talk about today. If any of those categories defines you, I believe today is a word for you, and we're so honored to have Jackie Kendall on the line. Jackie is an international best-selling author of the classic book, Lady in Waiting. She's written many other books, but that book has gone around the world, impacting women of all ages, and really now I feel like she has brought yet another word in that same anointing and grace as Lady in Waiting that is very timely. And Jackie, it's such an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you, Larry. You know I love to talk to you, so this is awesome.
Well, Jackie, I want to get right into it. What motivated you to write this book? Because you and I have been talking for a while. We've worked on quite a few projects together, and this has been something you've been talking about for a while. So why this book and why now?
Well, whenever, last night when I was teaching it in a Bible study for a group of women in the room, people who came into the room, many of them heard me do the original, small portion of this message, Surrender Your Junior God Badge, in 1986. And whenever I would travel and teach it, and, for years I taught it everywhere I went, and it just resonated with people. And they kept saying, do you have this in a book? Do you have this in a book? And I go, no, I have it on the tape. And so people would buy the tapes. You know, in the olden days, there were cassette tapes, and it became CDs. And so finally someone said to me, oh, Jackie, do the body of Christ a favor and please get this in print. So 2008, I did an outline, 22 pages of where I would go, and Papa God and I surrendered this. I had to take my Junior God badge off year after year after year, every attempt, every intention, and I'm not a lazy person or I'm not like a procrastinator, but God would just block, block, block. I mean, and I'm like, okay, I surrender. I throw up the white flag. I'm not even going to try to ride it. And then finally, a woman confronted me with the uniqueness of this message and how critical it is to women who are struggling with the curse of Eve. This all began in the Garden of Eden when a woman listened to the liar and chose independence over dependence on God. So she said, this has got to be in print. And I set my face like a flint, started writing, and because destiny is very gracious and wonderful to me, they allowed me to push for it fast, published, edited, and out. Record-breaking time, thank you, Lord. But it's been marinating in my soul since the 80s.
Well, let me ask you this question then, because this message is obviously something that's been very familiar to you, and this has been the right time to release it. What does it mean to wear a Junior God badge? Because I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking to themselves, just like, in the introduction I said, I don't have something on me, obviously. I'm not wearing something that says Junior God. What does that mean, Jackie, to wear that?
A Junior God badge is when I wake up in the morning and I set about life relying upon, like trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. That is the most common proverb. We quote it all the time, but we don't live it. because we're constantly leaning on our own understanding. We wake up like, I need to get this done by 10. I have to drop this off by 1. You know, we have our little plans and our post-it notes and our lists and our things on our iPhones and ringing us of things we've got to remember. And we're kind of set up about life trying to achieve sometimes very unrealistic things. God, we women, bless their hearts. They so want to make a difference for Christ. They so want to be this woman that people are like, wow, we want to know the God you know. But they do so much of it, and they don't even know they're doing it in their own strength. And they also don't even think, wait a minute, did I even ask God if he wanted this by noon or if he wanted this by 3?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even think to bother God. I mean, there's so much going on in the Middle East, we think, bother God. With all that's going on with Iran and the Muslims and the jihadists and all the suffering and ISIS, we think, trivial. But
yeah,
it's not. And so when I blast into my days and everything goes crazy and I get frustrated, who was in charge? And most of the time, I'm the one in charge. You know, I want to be a competent, godly wife. I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. I want to be a godly, spirit-filled mother that my children will follow Christ as I follow Christ. But so much of it, didn't realize I was in the book, I talk about it. I had formulas. I had godly women saying, only do it this way. And saying, Papa God, do you even want me doing this? Like, of course he'd want me to do it. It's good. It's wonderful. It's noble. It's honorable. It's trustworthy. So, of course, you're supposed to do it. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, and he only healed one person. Everybody there wanted to be healed. He touched one. And see, my personality is like, hey, get back in here. There's several more people laying here by the water. You know,
yeah.
Bossing God around. And junior God badge women don't even know they do it, but they're quite bossy. And if you interview their family members, they're all like, oh, you're talking about my mother, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I've been. I'm driven. I used to think junior God badge women were only the women who are like type A, very disciplined, very driven. I used to think the laid back, easygoing, sweet tea sipping Southern belles, they're not controlling. And the Lord showed me Eve in Genesis 3, that we all inherited her desire to pretty much run her universe. Because, see, by having the knowledge of good and evil, then she can just figure it all out. That's why she touched the tree, because she wanted to be like God. And I never realized all women are guilty, even those sweet, introverted, kind, gentle women. They're just manipulating and controlling with a real sweet voice. I'm just out there in your face, bossing people around, telling them what to do. I'm more out there. So they'll go, oh, Jackie's totally controlling. But the sweet manipulator is looking at me and never looks at her own heart. So this book causes you to look, because I make you look at your husband, your children, your friends, your ministry, your neighbors, how you handle all that, and show you where control is just reeking through our pores.
Well, and you know what's very interesting about this book and this message is, you know, I feel like it's very confrontational. I mean, that's the reality.
Yes.
But sometimes we need a very confrontational wake-up call. But here's what I sense from page one to the conclusion. There's such a refreshing about this book. And for a moment, I want to let our listeners know, for the women who, you know, you're listening to this and you think to yourself, wow, this is kind of a, you know, this is a bit of a slap in the face. This is a bit of a wake-up call. Listen, the book is not, you know, if you've ever read anything by Jackie, if you've heard her speak and teach, she is not somebody who's bringing it to you from this angry, upset perspective. There's this refreshing about this book. Why? Because the solution to the God badge that you might be wearing is surrender.
And it's the holiest place. Yes.
Well, I want to talk about that for a minute, Jackie, because I think so many Christian women, myself included, men, We hear this phrase often in the church, oh, well, you just got to surrender to God. And really this book is this invitation to surrender control to God.
Yes.
Let's talk a minute. What do you see surrender looking like?
Okay. The most important thing, and I agree with you, Larry, I know when first people read the subtitle of the book where it says every woman's struggle with control, I've had many women go, oh, I don't struggle to control. And I'm standing there going, okay. So the nice thing is there will come a time when things will get very hard and it's almost like you have to throw up the white flag and then you finally surrender. Well, my book is an invitation to surrender before the battle starts.
Or when you
see the battle starting, like throw the flag up first. Like some people like, I am not giving up. I'm persevering. I'm like, okay. It's almost like when Israel was told not to go up to Ai because God wasn't going to be with them. And they're like, oh, well, we don't want to go where God isn't. Well, that's not true. A bunch of them said, we're going. And they got, man, that was not a good, pretty sight. And then they come back crying before the Lord. Why didn't the Lord go with us? He said he wasn't going. Why'd you go? And with surrender, for let me just give an example. Let's think hypothetically that you have a husband who is not walking, his life is not obeying the word of God. He is not taking the reins of spiritual leadership. He's not really letting the Holy Spirit control his life. Well, women are constantly trying to figure little techniques of helping to change and polish and shave off the rough edges of Mr. Wonderful. So in the book, I talk about the techniques we use, which helps women go, oh, no, I do that too, and find out how much in vain they are. And I take you towards what God would have you do. So that's the positive refreshing. It's almost like because I have that prophetic gift, I diagnose in a second. I can see it. I see it before people open their mouths. I can see things in people. They open their mouth. I'm like the radiologist. I go, listen, sweetie, I love you, right? You know I love you. Yes, ma'am. Well, I just saw a tumor. You got a tumor. And so, but I not only have the tumor, I can spot it. I know the answer. I have the treatment. I have the protocol for healing. So the book is, in fact, next week we cover the four things women fear. And I could even see the women going, oh, no, we got to look at what we fear. But the irony is, I would rather know if I have a tumor, and then let's get it out. What do I do? What's the follow-up? How do I? What vitamins should I be on? Strengthen my immune system. So in a sense, my book is exposing, allowing for an opportunity to surrender, to say, throw your hands up like in worship. Okay, Lord, I'm giving my husband to you. I'm keeping my hands open. I give him. I'm not going to bind my hands around him real tight. Hang on. I'm giving you my husband, or I'm giving you my firstborn who's driving me nuts, or I'm giving you my friend who's broken my heart and has not repented. I'm giving you my mother-in-law who makes me want to run away. I'm giving you, you just surrender, give it up, giving up. Stop trying to change these people. Every time you think about them, pray. Ask for mercy, and you ask for mercy for both people, the one you want to run over in the truck, you're upset with, or you're frustrated with, or the one you feel like, they're never going to change. What else could I do? What else can I say? What other book can I give them? What other tape can I give them? What other CD can I get? We got to stop and just pray. Take all that energy and pray and pray and pray. Like, I'm in a situation really hard right now. And I pray and pray and pray, and then I walk, and the door slams in my face. Then I get up the next day, and I pray and pray and pray. I walk, and I've had 10 straight days, bam, door slam, door slam, door slam. And I really woke up this morning, and I went, I really get the point. There's absolutely nothing I can do, and it's the most terrifying place, because we women, men are more relaxed about this. You know, something, Ken can't work something out if he's not worried about it. Women are like, I just know there's something I can do. I just know there's something I can do. I mean, women are doers. They're always like, what can I do? They're deaconesses, the scriptures, they're servants. And it's a wonderful quality. But some of God's servants are breathlessly doing things that God never even asked them to do. And then they're saying to God, why haven't you comforted me? Why haven't you rescued me? Well, girlfriend, you're in the field. I didn't ask you to be in this field. I want you over here in the bell peppers, and you're over here where the oranges are. I mean, we just got to say to the Father, where do you want me? And that's what I kept saying to him this morning. What, how, you know, the Lord asked, corrected me, showed me an area that I'm not really surrendered in. And so I, again, throw my hands up to the Lord, like a kid desperate to be picked up. The beloved of the Lord rests between his shoulders. I surrender again. And then a godly woman came by for just a minute, mentioned a statement, and I sat there and I'm like, wow, he sent it right to the door. An answer for me of something I never even thought about. But when did it come? After I threw my hands up, I surrender, I quit. I know I can't fix this. I know I can't make it go away. So how do I walk wisely and still honor my Jesus and honor my precious hubby and have this chaos in my life? You know, how do you do both? Show me, Lord. And so that's what surrender means. Just throw your hands up. Like worship, wherever your hands go up in worship, some people don't throw both hands, maybe one hand. I don't care which one you do. I don't care if you just put your pinky up. You just surrender. You just lean, and he grabs it. The father grabs it the minute the hand goes up. So surrender means let it go. And it's so funny. AA and Al-Anon, all those recovery ministries and groups, they all know the statement about being powerless. But Christians, because we have the power of the Holy Ghost, we think, well, I'm not powerless. The one that rose Jesus from the dead abides within me. That power is in my body. But the problem is that power is subject to the person. That means I can't manipulate. I can try to manipulate that power to accomplish my will, or I can surrender to that power and watch what God does. So that's what we're doing. I think we're trying to manipulate the Holy Spirit. Now, he's not manipulated. Try to manipulate
it. Oh, and that's good, because when you're trying to manipulate Holy Spirit, who is God, and you're trying to make him do what you want him to do, that's just going to be, you're going to be fighting upstream, because he's God and we're who we are. We're people. So that's just going to be constant frustration.
Well, that's why Christian women are so tired, because they kind of assume that the Holy Spirit, that God's power, that when they were walking, then God's power is just going to bless this little activity, and the eyes would be open, and people would stop being knuckleheads. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. And I've said, girl, you better say, if the Lord wills, if the Lord wills, because this is not our kingdom. This is God's kingdom.
Yeah,
and that's where people get a little mixed up, kind of trying to manipulate the Holy One through our good intentions. Like women will say, "Oh, but I so want my children to love God." I go, "Honey, so does God." But guess what? The Holy Spirit was sent into the world to lead people in all truth, to convict of sin. God didn't send mothers into the world to lead everybody into all truth and convict people of sin. No, and that's the junior God badger. She thinks she's helping God out. I'm going to tell them this. People say to me, what else can I say? Actually, don't say another word. Only talk to God.
Yeah.
Just keep dragging, going before the throne. Pray without ceasing, which is wonderful. But it's easier just to chatter and buy another book and try to drag them to another service to hear a great speaker. And parents are always going, oh, if I could just get my child under the speaker. What are they doing? They're trying to manipulate how God is going to woo someone. That's what the junior God badge does all the time.
And you know what, Jackie? I mean, I feel like your book is an invitation not to manipulate God. It's an invitation to cooperate with God. I just got that as you were saying that.
I got to write that down. That's good. I got to flip a pen. I have to listen to this tape afterwards. That was good. Cooperate rather than manipulate. Man, that's good.
Well, I'm thinking of Henry Blackaby and the whole experiencing God. The whole thing that drove that was don't try to get God to bless you, but go where God is blessing. And if only we could have eyes that see and say, God, because here's the thing for all of you who are listening, you're kind of just listening in onto a chat between me and Jackie, but we want to include you too. Is I feel like, as a result of this message, as a result, not just the book, although I believe the book is going to deliver this message in a powerful way, I almost see that the Holy Spirit wants to take the burden off of your shoulders. I mean, thing, when you're going around trying to do this, that, and the other, trying to manufacture, you can't manufacture divine opportunity. That's so
guilty. So guilty.
All of us do it. But our prayer, Jackie and I's prayer, is that as a result of this message, this book, and really this time together, that you'd say, God, I surrender. I give these things over to you, whatever those things are. That's why the book is helpful. It takes you through really the list of some of the common things that we want to hold on to. And here's the good news. This is kind of where we'll finish up. When you surrender to God, because, again, I know you've heard the word surrender. I know you've been told probably by somebody or something, surrender to God. But let me just tell you this. The exchange is unfair, and let me explain that for a minute. When you, what you're thinking, Larry, what are you talking about? The exchange is unfair to your advantage, because you have all of these burdens, you have all of these troubles, you have all of this, which is the result of you trying to control the things and the people around you. It's unfair because you get to actually get rid of all of that, and you give them to God, and you get His peace. That seems just pretty unfair, but it's supernatural. And so, Jackie,
I just ran and got a pen. That was so great. I mean, I'm going to actually open next week with your statement. Controlling women, try to manipulate God, just like a child tries to whine and manipulate the parent to give them what they want, rather than surrender, cooperate, compliant, and you enter into the greatest treasures.
Because
the key that unlocks the treasures of God is surrender.
Yeah, isn't that it? Isn't that it? And
wow.
Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants joy.
No,
all that. That's on the other side of surrender. So
yes.
So Jackie, thank you for being such a vocal spokeswoman for this message. Because you know I'm listening to it, and you know I know this message is for women, but all of us, if we have breath in our lungs and we live on the earth, we all fall guilty to trying to control things, to try to orchestrate things, when in fact God is the one in control. He is the great orchestrator. So,
amen.
Jackie,
amen.
As we finish up, what would you tell any women who are now, I'm sure they're listening to us with their ears perked and saying, you know, what can I do? You know, how can I come to God? You know, what kind of encouragement would you give to a woman who maybe is wearing the Junior God badge right now?
Well, I feel like we've already given you a pep talk about removing your badge. I will say that I pray that you'll have the courage to get the book and read it so it's clear where you'll catch yourself in manipulating, whether it's your husband, your children, a friend. You know, this will sink into your spirit, and then you'll be free. It's like we're all in prison. We don't have to be in prison. We're in jail. This is a key that can open the door, and you can get off that orange outfit that you've been wearing in prison of control and run free in the Father, the new garb and the linen outfit of joy and freedom in Christ. I am the most cranky when I'm controlling, and I'm the most loving, surrendered. The key, remember, to the treasure box of God is surrender. Control keeps me locked out of all that the Father dreamed for me. I quit. I dare people to read it. I want all that Papa has, and I want all that Papa has for you. Surrender is the key, and I just have the courage to tell you how to get there. That's what Surrender Your Junior God Badge is about.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for being on the show today. It's always a privilege and a joy to talk with you. And
thank you, Larry.
And for all of our listeners, we do pray over you that whatever those things you're holding on to, whatever those things that you feel like you're trying to control, you're trying to orchestrate, you're trying to do God's work for him, we do dare you to receive this message. Surrender your Junior God badge, lay it all down, give it to the Lord, and watch this divine exchange take place where you get back so much more than you give away. You get to give away your burden. You get to give away your tiredness, your frustration, your exhaustion. You get to yield that to God, and in turn you get his peace, his joy, and there's nothing more glorious than that. But thank you so much for joining us on Voice of Destiny today.
This has been the Voice of Destiny, your trusted source for the latest spirit-filled resources for your everyday life. Thanks again for listening.